9 dead in Amsterdam airport crash. 9 people, including the 3 pilots, were killed when a plane crashed and broke into 3 pieces as it attempted to land at Amsterdam's airport. The Turkish Airlines plane, a Boeing 737-800, split into 3 parts but away from built-up areas. It was on the approach to runway 36, but crashed at 10:30 a.m. local time, just before reaching the airport. Officials at Istanbul's airport said the plane had departed earlier from Istanbul. All 3 pilots had been killed, and their bodies remain in the wreckage. According to the director at Skyfall Airport, 9 people were killed and 80 injured in the crash of TK-1951. 6 people have been very seriously injured, and we can't say if they will remain alive, said a spokeswoman. A further 25 were seriously injured, 24 lightly injured, and the remaining 31 have not had their injuries assessed. There was no indication of nationalities, but officials said there were several on board. Officials refused to answer whether the pilots made an emergency call before the crash. They also didn't answer why there were 3 pilots in a 2-pilot plane. Initially, the airline said that all 127 passengers and 7 crew survived. Still images shown on Dutch television showed the plane on the ground with the tail section of the fuselage broken off and the wide crack in the fuselage just behind the cockpit. The jetliner didn't appear to be on fire. We're in the middle of a field now, approximately 5-6 kilometers from the airport, one of the survivors told Turkish broadcaster Channel 24. The majority of the passengers are injured, but there are people who are not injured. Around 30 ambulances have come here, he said. Another crash survivor was reported as saying people were able to walk away from the crash. Dozens of ambulances are still at the scene, with fire engines remaining on standby, although no blaze broke out when the crash happened. Relatives of passengers were still waiting at the airport this afternoon to learn the identities of the 9 who died and the condition of those who were injured. Survivor Hussein Sommer told CNN Turk by telephone, "The plane split into 3 parts. We're calling people to say the situation is not very serious, but there might be casualties on the front side of the plane." A Dutch anti-terrorism official said there was no indication of terrorist involvement. The cause of the tragedy is not yet known.